Let us pray together. God of love, we thank you for Jesus, and we pray that today that you would deepen our faith, teach us something fresh and new about what it means to be your disciple. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please be seated. Well, in our gospel reading this morning from Matthew 25, Jesus tells a story about when his followers did something really good, something that Jesus was really, really proud about. And the interesting thing, as we will see, his followers, his disciples, even though they did these really good things, they didn't even really realize who they were doing them to. Jesus says to them, he says, "I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you gave clothes to me. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you came to visit me." Now, what's sort of funny is that right after Jesus tells his followers this, they were like, "What are you talking about, Jesus? I don't remember doing any of these things to you. Are you sure you've got the right people? Are you sure that we did these things to you?" And they say to Jesus, "When did we see you hungry? And when did we feed you? When did we see you thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you as a stranger and invite you in?" By the way, you should never invite strangers into your house unless you ask your parents first. Just want to be clear on that. When did we see you needing clothes and give you clothes? And when did we see you sick or in prison and come to visit you? And then Jesus says this. He says, "Anything you did for one of the least important of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did it for me." You see, when these disciples, these followers of Jesus, were doing these good deeds, these acts of charity and love to other people, Jesus says that they are actually doing those things to him, to Jesus himself. And what is interesting, I think, is that these people did all these really good things, these really nice things, these acts of charity, even though they did not know that they were actually doing them to Jesus himself. It wasn't like they saw some guy on the side of the road who probably needed a shirt, and they say, "Hey, that's Jesus over there, let's go help him out." Or they saw someone who was hungry or thirsty, and they said, "Hey, let's go to Whataburger and give this guy a hamburger because he's Jesus." No, they did these things because they knew that being a follower of Jesus, being a disciple of Jesus, leads us to do good things, because they knew, as we do, that when we have been loved and cared for by Jesus, it leads us to love other people and care for other people. But they did those things even though they did not recognize Jesus. So I want to put a picture up here of a person. Now, some of you immediately will recognize who this person is. I know Alex probably will recognize him, maybe. He is a character, right? Does anybody know who he is? Okay, some of you do. Raise your hand if you don't know who he is. Most of us don't, okay? Now let's go to the next slide. That's who it is. Does everybody know who that is? Who's that? Spider-Man. And we recognize Spider-Man in his costume, right? But we don't recognize him when he's not wearing a costume. Okay, let's go to the next character. Does anybody know who this is? Raise your hand if you do. Okay, some of you. Raise your hand if you don't. Okay, again, most of us don't know who that is. All right, let's go to the next slide. Who's that? Captain Marvel, right? So we recognize her when she's wearing her costume, but we don't recognize her when she's not wearing a costume. Okay, now for the little ones, okay? Go to the next slide. Does anybody recognize these guys? Okay, most of the little guys are going to recognize these characters immediately. But raise your hand if you don't know who these are. Again, probably the majority. Anybody over probably age 10 doesn't know who these are? PJ Masks, right? So we recognize PJ Masks when they've got their costumes on. But when they're not in costume, most of us don't recognize who they are. In the story, Jesus' followers didn't recognize Jesus in the people that they were ministering to. They did not recognize Jesus in the people that they were helping out. And Jesus tells us here that when we act lovingly towards other people, when we care for people that are needy, we experience Jesus. When we love because God first loved us, the presence of Christ is in that place. I love the fact that the people in our story, you know, they didn't feed the hungry or, you know, clothe the poor because they thought it would make God love them more. No, they did it because they had experienced God's love. They had experienced God's grace and mercy in their lives, and that led them to love and care for other people. And you know, there are times in our lives when we do not recognize Jesus in other people. There are times in our lives when we don't recognize Jesus in our friends at school, or our neighbors, or strangers that we might meet, or among the poor, or among the needy. But you see, God calls us to recognize Jesus in other people. And he calls us to love other people and to care for other people, just as we have been loved and cared for by God himself. Let us pray. God of love, we thank you so much that you do love us, that you care for us, and that you are gracious to us. And Father, we pray that with your help, we would be able to see you and other people, and that we would be able to love and care for other people in the same way that you care for us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.